this Memorial Day weekend with Memorial Day tomorrow. God has been very kind to this nation in his providence. It is a mercy to be able to be here this morning and to freely declare that Jesus Christ is the Lord over all lords, the King over all kings, and has authority above and beyond all rulers, governors, presidents, and the kings of the earth. That is a mercy that we can freely gather to worship like this. And that's a part of God's providence in our nation and defending our freedoms, our religious freedoms, to declare Christ and his gospel. And that has come through men and women, believers and unbelievers, in God's providence, giving their lives in war in defending this country. And that's a temporal mercy that we have to be here on a morning like this, being able to praise God freely without the threat of arrest or some tyrant seeking to destroy that right. And so I just wanted to praise God publicly for that. I would also like to say that we as a body are thankful for men and women that have served in the military of our country and those that are serving now. And so we praise God for your lives and your sacrifice. And so as we go to the Lord in prayer, I want to let that be the focus of our prayer to God, thanksgiving and praise to him, that we could be here on a morning like this and worship him in peace. I understand there are growing threats to this freedom, but there is the freedom today. And we're to pray for our leaders, according to 1 Timothy. And we pray for all leaders in order that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer, praising and thanking God for these things as we also prepare to give at this time. Father, we bow before you, even as we've offered to you this truth in song, the reality that you are the King, seated upon your throne, above all the other thrones and authorities in this world. And Lord, we truly thank you for the biblical influence upon this nation. Lord, we know that's being eroded quickly. But Father, we do thank you for this day, that we are here worshiping you without threat of arrest and imprisonment. And Lord, this is your kindness to us, allowing us to live a quiet and peaceful life, declaring the praises of Christ on a morning like this. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those in our past and even presently that have given their lives and those that are giving their lives now, those that have died for the freedom that we know as a nation. Lord, I lift to you those that are in harm's way even now as we pray to you. Lord, we pray for your protection. We pray for your gospel to spread in our military. We pray that you would use chaplains and Christians that are spread throughout our military, Lord, to have an influence of salt and light, bringing the gospel to bear upon the lives of others in their surroundings. Father, we pray, we lift to you those here this morning that are a part of this body, that serve in our military, and they serve you in you using government, using military to restrain evil, to keep order for the good of our society. Lord, I pray that you would allow these brothers and sisters in this body, Lord, to know your peace and your joy and your leadership in what can be a very difficult calling. Lead and guide them. And Father, we also, as we're experiencing temporal freedom in our country, Lord God, we pray for our brothers and sisters around this world that are in other countries where there is dead, dark religion and governments that are bringing oppression, and even brothers and sisters that are in prison right now. Lord, we pray that you would show them the sufficiency of yourself for them in their situations. We pray that you would continue to work out your holy purposes in the lives of your church and your people that are in hard and difficult situations. Lord God, we pray, hallowed be your name among the nations. Lord, we pray for your kingdom to come and your will to be done in and through your church and your people in the manifold circumstances that we find ourselves in, scattered out among all the people groups on the face of the earth. Lord, glorify your name this morning as we seek to exalt you and draw near to you and learn more of your wisdom, your heart, and your ways. Please allow us to be a people who are God-taught. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
All these senior graduations is reminding me of my senior. I gave a little goodbye song, and this is what I sang to him. I make my life a prayer to you, and I want to do what you want me to. No empty words or no white lies, no token prayers, no compromise. I want to shine the light you gave. Set me free.